All right, we're continuing our discussions with real people using Azure. Please introduce yourself.
Yeah, my name is Ronnie, working for Runtime Software in Germany.
Excellent.
We are a technology consulting firm. Mm-hmm. As we are working with Windows Azure from the beginning on.
Right on.
We are often the first address in Germany when a customer came and have interest in Windows Azure.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question. I mean, right off the bat, why did you choose Windows Azure, and you know, how does the cloud fit into your business?
It was the decision to generate a key technology in Germany, and especially for our company, how we would work with in further in 3-4 years, and we have the chance to start with the TAP program last year in May.
Perfect.
And that was a great chance for us to find the key technology, and with this we want to provide different products as a SaaS scenario, and it was fitting very well with Windows Azure.
Perfect.
Scalable availability, and the whole scenario was great.
Offload
for us.
Offload the IT headaches to other people. Right.
Yeah. No admin.
Yeah. I mean, you can concentrate as an architect. I mean, you're the chief architect for this company. You can concentrate on thinking about, you know, real business problems.
Yes, exactly. And with cost-oriented architecture was the key task for me to find a way from the technical aspects to the financial aspects, and it was quite interesting.
Excellent. So now you guys developed a sort of a gaming platform or a game that you can access with mobile devices. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, we built the Origin game. It's, you can compare it to Mafia Wars.
Interesting.
Yeah, and it's integrated in Facebook, and we bring it to mobile devices like Android phones or iPhones and Windows Phone 7 now.
Yeah. Nice. Excellent. And so what's the cloud part of this game? So in other words, what is Azure's computing things? It's building images. It's what is Azure doing in this game?
We are talking with Azure. The client is only the user interface, and everything goes to Azure, to the Azure platform, and works with WCF services. And we have also a service for image creation. All images are rendered at runtime, and yeah.
Excellent.
So backup, the data lay in SQL Azure, and everything is in Azure.
Perfect. And so when you're playing games, you know, on the front end, you're going to want to have a performant experience. So I'm assuming you're taking advantage of the ability for Azure to scale computation to quickly get. I mean, you're going to have to do your logic. Your game logic is in the cloud, right?
Yes.
So you want to compute that fast.
Yes.
Over several nodes.
We have a monitoring unit looking for how many users are online and the CPU, how does it work, the RAM with the indicators, and if there's too much, when there are too many people on the platform, we scale out automatically, and that's great.
That's awesome.
Very great.
Absolutely, and it's working out.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
So what were some of the challenges? I mean, you've ridden along with Azure since before it was called Azure, as an early, very early adopter. You know, what were some of the challenges and, as you were exploring?
When we started to develop, we have to decide which kind of storage do we need. Do we need table storage or do we need SQL Azure? And in the first step, we decided to use table storage, and that was not the way we wanted to do.
Okay.
But it's experience we have to get, and we did a redeployment for this, and we switched to SQL Azure, and it was a performance lag we had with table storage, and
with SQL. So you're saying with your specific scenario with table storage, the queries were taking too long, or there was a performance issue versus SQL Azure?
Yeah, SQL Azure was much faster than is much faster for
your scenario.
Yeah, yes. Well, it's a real time scenario. You always had a timer on the right button where you see when your energy is reloaded and everything that when the timer is up. You have to fill up the energy again. And with table storage, there were 5 seconds until the process came to the UI. Uh-huh. And so there was a lag of 5 minutes, and they... seconds, yes. Not minutes, sorry. And,
yeah. That's not acceptable.
No,
understood.
It isn't.
Yeah, but it's great that you have the ability to choose what sort of storage you need based on your scenario.
Yeah,
space.
That's great. That's very great. Yeah, yeah.
Excellent, man. We'll keep pushing that to the limits.
Yeah.
Excellent. And in terms of, we've already talked about why you chose Azure. I mean, you're fully, when you do your development, obviously you're using Visual Studio and .NET, or are you using some native code or PHP? What's going on? In terms of what you're coding,
C# and
.NET. C# and
.NET. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Excellent. And let's see. And you're here, just so people know, we're talking to you because you're at you come again and you're at an SDR. You're learning about some new things that we can't talk about today, but people will learn about soon enough.
Yeah.
And the future is definitely bright. You take advantage of various capabilities of the platform. So VMroll.
Yeah.
For example?
Yes.
And you said WCF is your communication channel that you've decided to use to communicate with clients?
Yes.
SOAP, I assume? Currently, you're sending SOAP messages over that, or are you doing something a little less?
We have not only a consumer app like Origin, we also did some business stuff and build our own services for business applications. Mm. And it's a little bit like CRM, and therefore we use a SOAP service. Yeah,
understood. Excellent, man. Well, hey, I'll let you get back to this. It's great to meet you. Just want to have a quick chat about the great things you guys are doing on Azure, and it seems like Azure's working out for you.
Yeah, very.
So that's cool.
Very, very well.
Cool, man. Well, hey, thank you.
Welcome.
Cheers.
Cheers.